I'd love to ask our next guest that exact same question. Gary Lyon joins us from, I presume, your house, Gaz. Tell us where you are and whether the game is tougher now than it was when you played.
Thomas and Chieftain and Ralphie, how are you, gentlemen?
Yeah, just wake up.
is the game tougher now than what it was when you played?
Is the game tougher? No, well, yeah, tough in what aspect?
That's exactly what Jason said.
Well, not as likely to get punched in the head today as we did back in the day, that's for sure. But relatively. It's all relative, Tommy boy.
So now, can I just say, just before we go any further, if I'm a betting man, I am a betting man, I'm making it 3-1 on that Gaz has just woken up from a nap.
No.
I mean, have a look at the man.
No. Mate. In actual fact, when the great Leroy rang me, I was down at the farm mowing lawns, Chief.
No way.
I was, and I've just got – I wish I had been down there when you rang, but I'm back – just got back to Melbourne, so I know I'm not looking great. Thanks for pointing it out.
But, you're just looking a bit tired, mate. That's why you've done a hard day's work.
I am certainly tired, Chief.
You look like you've had a shave too, because normally that 3-day stubble for you is actually sort of caveman style. So you look very presentable. I just want to see your mirror ball, Shane Warne style. Have you got one of those in the man cave?
No. This is where I'm domiciled at the moment and got my radio set up here and haven't moved out of this room for a while, I must say. So it's nice to get some fresh air today.
So what's happening down the farm? Tell us exactly what Farmer Gaz is all about.
Well, I just said to Leroy, next week, if we're still doing this, then I'll take you down there and I chased some kangaroos around today, Chief. That was about the excitement for me. But I'm a great lawnmower. I'm no good at much.
The big ride on?
I can't farm.
Oh.
A very good lawnmower, and I had about 3 hours today on the mower, and nice and green down there, lots of rain, so everything's good. Got lots of nice water. The water tanks are full, so if this keeps going the way it's going, Chief, I was going to say you could come down and live with me, but I've got to draw the line.
Hey, you said you were chasing kangaroos around before. You wouldn't be doing it on foot. How are you doing that?
No, I was just a little buggy thing. I wasn't chasing them anyway. Just doing a tour of the property just to see how they go.
Do you have a couple of Shetland ponies there? Oh, very nice. You got a Shetland pony there. You got llamas there. You got chickens. What's the livestock situation there?
No, I got free range sheep that just roam between my property and my neighbour's property, and they've all had lambs in the spring, Ralphie. So I think the lambs have gone off to the not so happy place, let's be honest. Life. You got to be rude. And my neighbour did say to Nikki, said, I've got a lamb for you. And she said, beautiful. And he goes, have you got a freezer?
It's tough. It's brutal.
It took the smile off her face.
You're not laughing, Jason. Why are you not laughing?
Poor little lambs.
No.
And there's Gaz just lopping their heads off. I mean, that's...
Not me.
Oh, someone else does the dirty work.
Yes, indeed.
And you just enjoy the spoils.
Well, that's life. Let's not pretend it's otherwise. When you sit down with your nice lamb chop, where do you reckon that comes from?
Gaz, I'm not sure if you've caught up with the news yet, but Carlton has basically cut ties with the Northern Bull Ants, who are their VFL affiliate. So it's a 138-year history of the Preston Footy Club, which became the Northern Bull Ants and the Blues, and now they've cut ties. Josh Fraser, the VFL coach, has been sacked. Now it's clearly a monetary thing, and they feel terrible about it. But what do you think we will see in terms of the future of that second-tier comp? You know, would it be 18 teams which all have a secondary team that plays in a national-wide comp? You know, I think there's real fears there that the standalones, the Werribees and the Williamstowns and the Cobergs will just cease to exist. What do you think would be the best for the AFL clubs in terms of what might happen next year?
Not lost, Ralphie. I mean, we talk about history and tradition with our AFL clubs. There'd be some VFA/VFL figures who would be just as passionate and just as strident in their beliefs that they should survive. So we understand that this is a new world that we're going to confront in the back end of all of this. And, I would hope that our second-tier VFL competition remains strong and if a couple go by the wayside to save the greater, then maybe that's the way it's going to be. But I would hate to be the one telling some of those old, great traditional clubs that they're not going to be here any longer.
Guys, just before we let you go, you're staring at a text machine all morning for 3 hours and you're getting the vibe of the people. You understand what the footy fans are saying. What's the vibe from them at the moment regarding the pay dispute and the way the AFL and the AFLPA are interacting with each other?
It wouldn't be great reading if you were Paddy Dangerfield or Jack Revolt. as Melfi knows how that machine works. Look, it's just such tough going. I listened to Jace yesterday, and or it might have been the day before. I'm firmly in his camp that they'll get there. I think the players will get there. The one thing that Patrick said yesterday with Jared was that judges at the beginning of all, at the end of all this, when we get this resolved. And I think we'll get there. And I understand the public, Tommy. I understand that they're sort of sitting there and, you know, they've lost jobs and they're lining up in dole queues and they're hearing the players sort of talk about the fact that they're doing it a bit tough or the pay cut may not be or it might be too severe for them. I understand all that, but they'll get there. The players and the AFL will get there. I haven't really been across what's happened today. I hope they've got a step closer, but I'm really confident that they'll make the sacrifice. I think they're smart enough to know that they have to. We all probably have to at some stage, and they'll get there and we'll push on. We're all in it together. Don't turn on each other now, which is, you know, what you ask me what I see when I see that machine rolling through. There's a little bit of that at the moment, but we're all hurting. We'll get there.
Awesome. Thanks,
Garrett. You could shoot a 60, you could have married a beautiful wife, you could get $1 million pay rise, and you'd look at that text machine and all of a sudden you can feel pretty flat about yourself.
Paul Gaz has to do it every single morning.
Back to sleep for you, mate, and take those poor little lambs out of your crosshairs, will you?
Chief, I've just been watching a few of the old highlights back in the day.
We're going to let him go right now.
See you, mate.
Back on the track.
He's still going.
He's still there. What do you got, guys?
No. That was a visual joke. I wasn't really watching your highlights.
Oh, my God. Well done to Gary Lyon. Thanks very much for having a chat. Fox Footy Live, this is some of the very best talent coming on the show tonight. Stay with us because we've got a bit more to get through.